This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Rachel Martin. Last week, the oldest crossword puzzle creator turned 100 years old. No, not Will Shorts, but it is time for the puzzle. Will Shorts is, of course, the puzzle editor of the New York Times and Weekend Edition's Puzzle Master. He joins me now. Hey, Will.
Hey, Rachel.
So I understand you actually attended the birthday party of Bernice Gordon, her 100th. How was it?
Well, it was great. She's been making crosswords for the New York Times since at least 1953, and she had a birthday party a week ago, which I went to. I was the only puzzle person there. She had lots of family and friends. It was a good time.
Very
cool.
It was
just great to be there with her.
Well, I imagine it's a small group of you elite puzzle creators, so it was very cool that you got to go. And with that, what was last week's challenge, Will?
Yes, I said name a familiar form of exercise in two words. Switch the order of the two words, then say them out loud, and the result phonetically will name something to wear. What is it? Well, that exercise system is Tai Bo. Do you know that, Rachel?
Of course. I used to do some mean Tai Bo in my day.
All right. And switch the two halves and you get bow tie.
All right. So we got just over 600 correct answers this week. And our randomly selected winner is Christine Welch of Kaiser, Oregon. She joins us on the line now. Hey, Christine, congratulations.
Well, thank you, Rachel.
Have you done a lot of Tai Bo in your past?
No, none at all.
But did it come pretty quickly or did you have to mull this one over a little bit?
Yeah, I mulled it over a little bit, thought about it the first day, you know, off and on, and it just came to me.
Sometimes it does that, yeah.
Yes.
And you are from Kaiser, Oregon. I've got family in Portland and Eugene, but I've never been to Kaiser. Where is it?
It's on the northern edge of Salem.
And I understand you're currently retired, but you used to teach high school?
Yes.
What'd you teach?
I taught mathematics.
Ah. I mean, I think there's some pretty strong parallels between math skills and puzzling skills, right?
I think so. Doing a hard math problem is like solving a puzzle, and it's fun.
All right. Well, let's put those skills to the test. Are you ready to do this?
I think so.
Okay, Will, we're ready.
All right, Christine and Rachel, I'm going to give you three words starting with the letter B. You give me a word that can go before each of mine to complete a compound word or a familiar two-word phrase. For example, if I said brew, body, and base, you would say home, as in homebrew, homebody, and home base.
Okay, you've got it, Christine?
Yes.
Okay, let's give it a go.
Number one, we'll start with three-letter answers. And your first trio is berg, B-E-R-G, bucket, and breaker.
Ice.
Yeah.
Iceberg, ice bucket, and icebreaker. Right. Brow, ball, and bank.
Eye.
Eyebrow, eyeball, and eye bank is right. Bed, breeze, and biscuit.
Sea.
Sea, including the horse Sea Biscuit. Okay, the next group is four-letter answers, and your first one is board, B-O-A-R-D, bird, and blower.
Snow?
Snowblower, snowbird,
oh,
and
good
snowboard,
job.
Right. Bubble, box, and bar. Bubble might be something you see in your sink.
Soap.
Oh, there
soap
you
bubble,
go.
Right. Now, five-letter answers, and your first one is bottle, balloon, and buffalo.
Water.
Excellent. Bean, B-E-A-N, beret, and
green.
Didn't even need the third.
Is right, green. Bulb. Okay, can you get it from just bulb?
Light.
Light bulb, yes. Light beer and light brigade. Okay, this time I'm not going to give you any words. Okay, here you go. It's beet, B-E-E-T, baby, and bowl.
Sugar.
Sugar bowl,
gotcha.
Right? Now, six letters, bagger, beetle, B-E-E-T-L-E, and bomb. It was a term... used after the Civil War, first used after the Civil War.
Oh, carpet.
Oh,
carpet bagger,
good.
Carpet beetle, and carpet bomb, right?
Yes.
And here's your last one. It's eight letters, and your words are blade, bag, and bone. And I'll give you a hint. It's part of your body.
Shoulder.
Shoulder blade, shoulder bag,
excellent.
And shoulder bone. Nice job.
Christine, that was great.
Oh, thank you.
That was very well done. And for playing the puzzle today, you get a Weekend Edition lapel pin, puzzle books and games. You can read all about it at our website, npr.org/puzzle. And before we let you go, the hard question. What is your public radio station, Christine?
KOPB in Portland, Oregon.
Christine Welch of Kaiser, Oregon. Thanks so much for playing the puzzle, Christine.
Thank you, Rachel, and thank you, Will.
Okay, Will, what's up for next week?
Yeah, the challenge comes from Ed Pegg Jr., who runs the website mathpuzzle.com. Name a famous person whose first and last names together contain four doubled letters, all four of these being different letters of the alphabet. Who is it? For example, Buddy Holly's name has two doubled letters, D and L. What famous person has four doubled letters, all of them different?
When you've got the answer, go to our website, npr.org/puzzle, and click on that Submit Your Answer link. Just one entry per person, please. And our deadline for entries is Thursday, January 23rd at 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Don't forget to include a phone number where we can reach you at about that time, because if you're the winner, we'll give you a call. And you will get to play on the air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times and Weekend Edition's Puzzle Master, Mr. Will Shortz. Thanks so much, Will.
Thanks, Rachel.